Yeah, welcome back to the Dopamine Podcast. In today's episode, we are going to be talking all about how you can go from burnt out to bliss. This is basically going to be your journey to well-being. So you are in the right place if you're somebody who has been burnt out before, you're experiencing burnout right now, and you are looking for some strategies to just help you to improve your well-being and reduce your stress. We're going to be talking all about it in this episode. But right now, it's actually nighttime. I'm doing a nighttime recording. I just said, you know what? Let's stick to these Saturday uploads, and I want to make sure that I'm getting them out to you. And again, if you have been enjoying the podcast, do let me know. Make sure that you're sharing them on stories. Let me know that you're listening. I was on Instagram stories the other day, and I asked a few of you about the episodes. You lot let me know that you are loving the episodes and that you are listening and that you are tuned in, and I really appreciate you. And I hope that all these gems, all these tips, that you're really putting them into practice, and yeah, it's supporting you on your journey. So let's get straight into it right now. Oh my gosh, let me share. I'm actually drinking a tea right now that I'm obsessed. I'm literally obsessed with it. It's a butterfly pea tea. So if you haven't heard of like butterfly pea, it's a flower. It's like a purple flower. It's really good for helping you with your eyes and inflammation and all of that good stuff. And it's just so tasty and luscious. I think it's just the thought that I'm having drinking flowers makes me feel good. I feel like this every time I even pick hibiscus flowers, and I drink that tea as well. But this is really cool because this tea changes color. So when you boil it and everything, it and steep it, it's like a dark blue indigo color, really nice and rich. And then like if you add a bit of lemon, it turns purpley pink. And right now I've added like peppermint tea with it as well, because that's another obsession of mine at the moment, and it's just divine. So I'm going to be sipping on that whilst we go through how you can go from burnt out to bliss. So if you've got a beverage, a nice tasty drink or some water, bring that and your notepad and let's go. So let's start off with actually understanding what burnout is in the first place. So burnout is basically when you are exhausted, you're physically and emotionally exhausted. And I know you've probably had that feeling before, or you're probably feeling like that right now, where you just can't move. You can't move, you can't think, you can't do anything. And the thing is, when we're burnt out, basically, we're on empty. We have nothing else to give, nothing else to give others, and we have nothing else to give ourselves. Typically, what comes along with it is like low mood, where we're more negative. We're not as maybe positive. We're not thinking positively. We're not productive. Yeah, we're more irritable. And also, anxiety is another symptom. So we can become more anxious and on edge. So you're just basically not in the best place ever. You're not able to really serve at your best. So we really want to avoid that. If you don't know my story, I used to be burnt out all the time. I was like a burnout queen. I don't even want to call myself that, but I was literally the epitome of burnout queen, because I was literally functioning a lot of the time in my burnout. Because I would burn out, recover from the burnout, and go right back into it. So I found myself in this burnout cycle, and it was literally the norm for me. Initially, even before I started my self-care journey, I was burnt out so bad. I didn't even know it. Someone else had to highlight that to me. It was my supervisor at the time, and they highlighted it to me. I didn't even know. And literally, the next day or two, I was down and out for a really long time. And I was like, this is the last time. I was sitting in the bath and I was like, this is the last time. We're not getting to this place anymore. We're not going to stay in this place. And there's been times where I've been close to burning out, but because I have the tools and everything now, I know exactly what to do. So it doesn't get to that stage where I'm down and out for like a week or so. It's just not what you want. And especially if you're, I know you guys are like entrepreneurs, creatives, busy professionals. It's not what you want, okay, when you've got stuff to do. Yeah. So what I would definitely say is the first thing that you need to do is really get clear on your burnout signs, your warning signs. So we all have warning signs, and I want you to really get clear and identify what they are for you. So you can write this down, but I want you to basically check in with yourself. Maybe think back to the last time you were burnt out. What were the triggers? So identify what the triggers were. What were the things that led to you burning out? Was it that you were taking on more tasks? Was it that you were saying yes to everything? Was it that you were trying to just do the most? You were trying to do everything. You weren't asking for help, or it was a really stressful time and you took on more. So these are the things that I want you to just reflect on. And because the world that we live in at the moment is so busy, we are speeding fast. Like everything's just happening so fast. We don't get a chance to check in with ourselves. And sometimes that is the reason why we're burnt out in the first place, because we are just going, 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 going. And depending on your environment, where you live, etc., what you're used to, just like years and years of habit, is what's also going to contribute to work out and to burn out. So to work out, but to burn out. Because again, like living in a city like London, it's fast paced, it's go, go, go. There's hardly any space for you sometimes to slow down. It's not really encouraged like that. It's very much that hustle culture. The things like that can really just, lead you to become distracted and really not tap into yourself. So identify your triggers, identify the kind of thoughts that come to your mind, what you think at the time, how you feel emotionally, physically, what you end up doing or what you don't do typically. So you might find that you are in bed a bit more. You are not able to focus, you're not able to concentrate, you're not able to complete tasks, things like that. So think back to maybe the last couple of times, or if it's right now, what has been happening, like what's been going on. Just do a check-in, do a mind map and write it out and just really look at it, because that's what's going to be able to help you to understand the pattern so you can start breaking things down and avoid getting into that cycle. So again, we just mentioned ultimately some of the main causes for burnout would be things like, again, work. So taking on a lot of projects, overworking. It can just be general personal life stressors. Maybe you might be moving home, planning a wedding, etc. And yeah, kind of unhealthy habits, which are things like just saying yes all the time and not actually thinking about yourself or checking in with yourself, not taking time to rest and prioritize self-care. So these are the things, and ultimately we want to avoid burning out as much as we can. So we've got to make sure that we're checking in with ourselves. So I wanted to just introduce some things that you can start doing. Ultimately, self-care practices, some of my favorite as well, that you can start doing to really just help you to avoid burning out. So if you're burnt out, the main thing that you really want to do here is you want to reflect in a compassionate way. You don't want to judge yourself for, what you've experienced. You just want to become aware. And then you want to really start incorporating more relaxation and self-care in. Okay, so you're slowing down, you're reflecting, and then you are prioritizing self-care with all your might. You have to really start pouring back into yourself so that you can start recharging. There's no point of going right back into things. You want to start again setting boundaries and protecting your well-being as well, right? So the first thing that I would definitely say is to make sure that you start doing some mind-body practices. So these are things and techniques like meditation, mindfulness exercises, going for walks, yoga, basically moving your body and making time for solitude, because these things are going to just ultimately help you to reduce stress. Because again, when we're burnt out, it means that we've been stressed out for a very long period of time. So our body breaks down. And I always say, if you don't take the time to rest, your body will do it for you. And that's when you burn out and that's when you stop. So if you don't stop and take time to rest, your body will do it for you. Oh, trust me on that one. And then the next is to start incorporating some healthy habits. So if you've been having unhealthy habits, you've not been having healthier habits, you want to start from the basics. I always say, start from the basics. We start from the bottom and then we work our way up. So the first thing that you can start doing is maybe prioritizing your sleep. And you can do this by making sure that you set bedtime. And again, just making sure that you have a wind down routine, making sure that you set up the environment, you're preparing yourself for bed. You're literally preparing yourself for bed like you would a baby. So again, you might read something, you might have a warm drink, have a shower, bath, and get yourself ready for bed. Remove all the technology, all of that good stuff. Then you want to look at your nutrition. So again, making sure that you are taking in foods and drinks that are going to nourish you. And the easiest way to have a balanced diet is by incorporating loads and loads, loads and loads of vegetables and fruits. Yeah, getting in that H2O and that H3O2. Getting that into your system, these are going to do wonders in terms of your recovery, and your mind and clarity, and then moving your body. So we don't want to forget exercise, and moving our bodies and trying to do that every day. It doesn't have to be long. It can be 10, 15 minutes, but making sure that you're getting some movement in, going on a gratitude walk, a hot girl or guy walk, whatever suits you, but moving your body. And then the next thing that I wanted to talk about was, which is one of the most important things, because I feel like this is where a lot of the burnout happens. It's usually how you're managing your time and your energy. So I want you to start prioritizing every day, asking yourself, okay, what are my priorities today? And doing no more than three things a day, I think, is really key to not overloading yourself and becoming burnt out to a crisp. Then the next is managing your time. So again, time blocking, looking at how you're actually spreading out your time and not overcommitting, setting those healthy boundaries with your time and around your time, and starting to say no more, especially during this time when you are recovering from burnout. You exercise that no, okay? Exercise the no. And then it's a really good time to start to work on your mindset. I always say that you should have a mindset day. I choose Monday, Mindset Monday, where you start to just cultivate techniques that are just going to help you to really nourish your mind and make sure that you are in the right state of mind. So doing things like gratitude. So I spoke about going for a gratitude walk. You can gratitude journal, and you can do that, in the morning or the evening. Writing down maybe two to three things that you're grateful for the day. And if you are already a journaler, I like to give my journalers a upgraded gratitude journaling technique. And this is called gratitude 2.0, gratitude journaling 2.0, right? It's a level up version where you write down things that you're grateful for from the past, present, and future. And this is something that I came up with myself. I love gratitude journaling. It's one of my favorite ways to journal. It's very easy, simple, and it just gets you in a great mood instantly. And there was a point where I was starting to get bored. And me being the me that I am, I was like, okay, how are we going to change this up? And I was like, what am I grateful for from the past? Like, let's move on, let's move forward, let's forgive. And find the beauty in some of those hard times or those difficult moments. And then did the same with my future. I'm always, manifesting, always looking towards and being excited about the future. And I thought that was also a great way. I remember when I used to journal and like script out things in my future about my future. And that was really exciting. And also remember a time at church where the pastor used to tell us, to thank God in advance. And that's the exact same thing. He'd be like, thank God in advance. And I'm like, yeah, thank him in advance. So yeah, try that out. Definitely try that out and let me know how that goes for you. And then again, monitoring your self-talk. So again, if you notice that your mindset has been a bit off, start to do some mindset work. I've got a whole free training on that, which kind of goes through exactly how you can like work on your limiting beliefs and master your compassionate voice. And it will also help you to just develop your growth mindset so that you don't have that kind of whole doom and gloom, because that can sometimes happen when you're burnt out and you just think everything's over, life's done, and all of that stuff, right? So we want to start working back on our mindset and really get into the identity and step into the identity of somebody who's ready, willing, and willing to really prioritize their well-being and their self-care. Because again, we know that we cannot pour from an empty cup. So it is really time to also think about making that decision. And I'll just say during this time, it would be good to make sure that you're staying connected and nurturing the relationships that you have. Because most likely, if you've been burnt out, you've probably been really busy and you haven't had time to really connect with people. And I think sometimes that's a really unhelpful thing to do. I know sometimes we want to isolate, and that's a natural thing that we do as humans when we're feeling low. And I know you might be like, oh, I don't want to be around people, I don't want to spread the energy, but sometimes we can really benefit from being and connecting with others. So don't isolate yourself. Be intentional about spending time with your loved ones or those that make you feel good, and fostering those relationships, because again, these are things that are going to help you to reduce your stress ultimately. So you want to have any you want to be doing anything that's going to be nourishing to yourself, so any form of self-care or relaxation, because we want to keep those stress levels, cortisol levels down. Okay, so we went through a few things in this episode. We're wrapping up now. We spoke about ultimately what burnout is and looking out for some of the key warning signs and making sure that you're clear on what your warning signs are. And then we spoke about, again, practicing mind and body practices, starting to build some more healthy practices, getting better at prioritizing, setting boundaries, managing our time and energy, working on our mindset, and then connecting, staying connected and nurturing our relationships. So I really, really hope that you enjoyed this episode, and some of these takeaways and some of these things will help you to move from burnout to bliss. Try them out, try out. You don't have to do everything. You always start small and you work your way up. So you master one thing and then you move to the next. If you're finding it hard to commit, you break it down even further. Okay, so this is what's going to help you to move forward. And I would love for you to make sure that you subscribe so that you are notified every time that I put out an episode. Make sure that you leave a review, a 5-star review. I'd really, really appreciate it, because it would really help with the reach and getting out to many, many more people. And share this episode with anybody who you feel may benefit. Okay. So I really, really loved speaking with you today. I hope you have an amazing day, an amazing week. If you want any support from me in terms of coaching, just click the link in the description, and there's loads of ways that I can support you. And go ahead and check out the website. We've got amazing things on there. We've got our self-care boxes, journals, and so much more. And I will see you in the next one. Take care. Bye.